Maya Rabbi Sai, dear friends, wonderful Talmidei Chachamim, we look forward always to the opportunity to be mefalpel and learning with all you great people. Let's get straight into it. Afternoon Seder this week, in Yonim of Kiddush, which Chazal tell us firstly in the Gemara that Kiddush brings Ashirus. Most of us would be quite happy with a little bit more Ashirus than we have. Ashirus, says the Gemara, Ashirus comes from making Kiddush and doing it properly. If that's not enough, those of us who are at the stage in life that we're already looking into life insurance and things like that, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says Kiddush brings Arichas Yomim. So most of the things that most of us are looking for are available in Kiddush. Rabbi Yisai, let's try and learn the halachos and fulfill the mitzvahs and get the greatest skulas. Today's program, very interesting, Kiddush B'Mokim Suda. It's a subject that we've all heard of. We all have certain vague concepts of Kiddush B'Mokim Suda, but this is our opportunity to really get it absolutely clear. And the advantage that we have of learning in this program is that we're going to learn a Gemara today. We're going to learn Tosfos. But the advantage is that we know what we're looking for before we start the Gemara. There's two major questions that we want to address today, Be'ez Hashem. And we have them in mind when we learn the Gemara. Yes, there's a din, Kiddush B'Mokim Suda. If I made Kiddush here and I ate my Suda across the road, I wasn't Yotzei Kiddush. I didn't make Kiddush B'Mokim Suda. That's a din that we all know. The major question is, is there any way out? Is there any way that I can make Kiddush here and eat the Suda elsewhere and it's still going to work and I'll still be Yotzei Kiddush B'Mokim Suda? That's the first question that we need to address. We're going to learn through the Gemara Be'ez Hashem in our booklet, this beautiful booklet which these incredible people made for us. On page Tes and Yud, is the Gemara starts on page Tes and continues to page Yud. And as we're going through the Gemara, we have in mind, do I learn from this Gemara just merely the din that I need to make Kiddush in the same place as the Suda? Or can I prove from the Gemara that there's no way out? There's no suggestion to enable me to make Kiddush and Suda in two different places. In the Gemara, it seems very, very clear that we have no way of helping you. There's no suggestions. There's nothing that can be done about it. That's page Tes and Yud. On page Yud Aleph comes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Maseches Brachos. It's grayed out in the middle of the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says very explicitly that if you made Kiddush here and you want to eat the Suda elsewhere, if when I made Kiddush I had in mind that I'm going to eat the Suda elsewhere, that's okay. Kiddush B'Mokim Suda means either eat the Suda in the same place or at least have in mind when you make Kiddush that you're going to eat the Suda elsewhere. The Yerushalmi tells me that Das helps. If you had that in mind that when you made the Kiddush, go ahead, eat the Suda elsewhere. The Bavli, which we've just learned through on page Tes Yud, makes it absolutely clear that Das doesn't help. There's no suggestion, nothing we can do for you. Like so many areas in Halacha, the Halacha L'maisa and the opinions of the Rishonim are born out from Kashas. This is a Kasha which many Gedolei Rishonim ask. The Bavli, on the one hand, says that there's no suggestion, nothing we can do for you for Kiddush B'Mokim Suda. Das doesn't help you intending to eat elsewhere. And the Yerushalmi says explicitly that if you intended eating elsewhere, Das does help you. What do we do about this stira? Because of this stira, we have in the Rishonim a number of suggestions with incredible ramifications in Halacha L'maisa. The common denominator of many of the Terutzim of the Rishonim is that there's two levels of what we call Kiddush B'Mokim Suda. There's going from one place to an entirely different place, and there the Bavli says, even Das isn't going to help you. Then there's going to a place which is not so far removed, but yet it's a move, it's a change. And that's also called a lack of Kiddush B'Mokim Suda. But for this closer proximity, Das will help you to eat in a different place. That's the common denominator of the answers of the Rishonim. What we're going to see in Mitzvah Hashem is, how do we define the difference? What sort of distance was the Bavli talking about when the Bavli said, no, even Das isn't going to help you? And what sort of distance was the Yerushalmi talking about? And the Yerushalmi says, don't move to a different place, but if you do have in mind, it's going to help you. There are Rishonim who address this question and they say as follows. The Bavli, which says that if you made Kiddush and a Suda in a different place, even with the intention to eat in a different place, you will not be Yotza, that's talking what the Rishonim call Mibayis Labayis. I made Kiddush in here, I crossed the road, and I ate the Suda elsewhere. Mibayis Labayis, on that the Bavli says, even if you intended eating elsewhere, that's not going to help you. It's too far. That can never be called Kiddush Makom Suda. The Yerushalmi, that's talking about Mecheda Lecheda. I made Kiddush in here with intention of going through the door over there and eating the Suda there. That's also not ideal. That's also not Kiddush Makom Suda. But if I intended when I made Kiddush that all I'm going to do is go outside there, it's not enough of a distance that if you intend to doing it, it's called moving to a different place. So what comes out from these Rishonim? That yes, there is a Shinui Makom. There is a lack of Kiddush Makom Suda if I move from room to room, but there's an Eitzah for it, there's a suggestion for it, and that is to have in mind a time of Kiddush. Then there comes the next level in the Rishonim, and they say a far greater Kiddush. It's built on the same premise, but a different. They say as follows. The Bavli, which says that Kiddush Makom Suda, if you eat here, if you made Kiddush here and you ate there, even with the intention of eating in the other place, it won't help. That's not talking about when I went from Bayis Labayis across the road. That's talking about Mecheda Lecheda. I made Kiddush in here. I intended going out through the door into the next room, says the Bavli. No, that's not called Kiddush Makom Suda. And whatever you do, even if you had that in mind, you will not be Yotza Kiddush. So what was the Yerushalmi talking about when the Yerushalmi said, don't move elsewhere unless you had it in mind? That's talking about mipino lapino, from corner to corner. I made Kiddush in this room. I intended moving to another area in the same room. I made Kiddush in the same room. I moved elsewhere. If I didn't have that in mind at the time of Kiddush, that's called I made Kiddush in one place and a Suda in a different place. How different is that place? It's further in the same room. That's called mipino lapino. That's still no good. Unless you had in mind at the time of the Kiddush that I'm making Kiddush here and I'm going to move to somewhere else in the same room. This is their opinion. There are other opinions in Rishonim which we'll see as we go along in Mitzvah Hashem, but as far as the halacha is concerned, these are the main shittas that we are grappling with. After we learn the shittas of Rishonim, we turn the pages, we go through the booklet. Page Yud Aleph is Yerushalmi, then comes Yud Beis is Rabbeinu Peretz, his opinion on the Stira. Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet is the Rashba and the Rosh. Yud Zayin, Yud Ches is Shibol Aleket. These are all the different opinions. Now we come L'Inyan Halacha. Page Chof Beis is the Tor. We've got to see how the Tor puts down the Halachas of Kiddush Makom Suda. And very, very important is page Chof Dalet Chof Hei, where we have the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, which are grayed out over here. And on page Chof Hei, on the left-hand side, you have a Bir Halacha on two grayed out lines, where the Bir Halacha is extremely strict. He doesn't want me to move even from one place in the room to another place in the room, unless I had that in mind at the time of Kiddush. And he doesn't really like that I should make Kiddush here and decide after Kiddush, you know, I'm not so happy with where I'm sitting in the room. I'm going to eat my meal a little bit further down the room. Even that he's not happy with, but he brings this major leniency. If I'm able to see my place, then he's makel. That's something which needs an eon in its own right. So far, two subjects. Number one, does Das help you if you intend moving and eating your Kiddush in one place and Suda in the other place? Number two, does it make a difference whether you can or can't see the place that you moved to? Now comes a second topic, which is also on page Chof Hei in the Mishneh Berurah, and it's something which is very relevant to us, Halacha L'maisa. Most of us on a regular Shabbos make Kiddush sitting on my seat and intend eating Masud on the same place. And the Shilas that we've discussed so far are usually relevant if you changed your mind between Kiddush and Masud for whatever the reason. On page Chofei, the Mishabura discusses something which is relevant to us almost every Shabbos. The concept we have so far of a problem of Kiddush and Masud is, which is discussed in the Gemara, which we're going to see, if I actually made Kiddush in one place, and I went and I ate the Suda in a different place, that's lacking in Kiddush Makom Suda. On page of Hey, the Mishabura discusses the following question. If I make Kiddush sitting on my place in the dining room, and I'm going to eat the Suda on exactly the same place, but between Kiddush and the Suda, I'm going to go to a different place. A different place, according to each opinion in the Rishonim. I'm going to visit next door and come back and eat Masuda. I'm going to go out to the next room to wash my hands and come back for my Suda. I'm going to go to a different place in the same room and come back to my place. So my Kiddush and my Suda both took place in exactly the same position. But in between the Kiddush and the Suda, I visited a different place. Is that visit in itself enough to break up between the Kiddush and the Suda? And there will be a chisaron. I will not be yotze Kiddush, even though I ate Suda in the same place, merely because I visited a different place in between. On that, the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot and Yud Beis brings down Shorek Nesek Doyle, who's Mekel, and a Shulchan Aruch Rav, who is Machme. Now, after we've learned that, we need to analyze how far is the Shulchan Aruch Rav Machme. Is he machme only that between Kiddush and the Suda, I shouldn't go out into the road? Is he machme, I shouldn't even go to the kitchen to wash my hands? Or is he machme that I shouldn't even walk to the other end of the room and back between Kiddush and Suda? This is page Chofhei. When we've done all this, Rabbi Yisai, there's very interesting things on page Chofvov, Chofzayin, Shulchan Aruch Rav. Halavai, we should get there. Looking forward to being falpa with everybody, Rabbi Yisai. There's a lot of work to do this afternoon.